Please rise. Court is now in session.
On 6:38, Karen Conti, attorney at law, joins us. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing fine. How are you doing?
I'm doing well.
All right, so we had this terrible story last week of this young girl goes to a party, parties too much, somehow ends up in a freezer at the Crown Plaza out in Rosemont and dies. Since then, the video of the woman stumbling around was released by the hotel, I assume with the family's permission. And it doesn't really show or prove anything. You covered this story, didn't you?
I did. Yeah, we were actually out there the very first day when this deceased woman's sister, yeah, called Channel 9, and then her mom had called Channel 2. So it was myself and the other reporter from 2 still trying to figure out what was going on. And the mom, Teresa Martin, was very vocal, wanted to be in front of the cameras and tell her story, which is understandable. She was grieving. She was upset. She wanted some answers. And that's how this whole thing blossomed.
So what does this mean for the hotel? What does this mean for the family, Karen?
Well, obviously, we don't know all the facts yet. So once those are in, there may be some additional facts. But generally speaking, these freezers can be very dangerous. And there's been OSHA violation sightings for these things. I mean, when you go in there, it's obviously very cold. Sometimes there's carbon dioxide coming off dry ice, so there are some toxic fumes in there that could be present. The floors can be very slippery because of the condensation. And unless there's a very present and a very obvious release bar, it could be that she just couldn't figure out how to get out of there. So she's young, she's intoxicated, she's freezing, she's never been in a freezer before. And it could be that she just didn't know how to get out of there.
The thing I don't understand is how did no one in the kitchen see her?
There was no one in the kitchen. It was closed for the night. It was a
second kitchen, or it was a kitchen that was not being used. Right. And this was, it seemed like sort of not a completely isolated area, but it wasn't an area that was occupied by a lot of people, even at that time. So
would that door to that normally have been open, or we don't know yet?
We don't know. But as you know, in hotels, if you've ever wandered around hotels, they leave conference rooms open. They leave things open.
Yeah,
so it's not unusual that this would be open to people walking through there. And so the question is, does the hotel have an obligation to foresee that perhaps a person could be wandering and go into that freezer? And, you know, that's a big question. And it's because there are a lot of ifs here. She was intoxicated. She wasn't in the place she was supposed to be. But certainly you don't think that if you go into a freezer, you're not going to be able to come out.
Karen, question about releasing the videos. When they did release the videos to the public, you can clearly see her. She is alone, whether she was alone the whole time she's walking through the hallways, but had a hard time standing up, leaning up against the railings, wobbly. When they release those videos, who is that up to? I mean, do they have to release those? And is now that going to taint any sort of a prospective jury in a civil suit if the parents file it?
It's up to the police to do that, and they have different considerations. They don't want to impede an investigation, but I think the release here would not impede an investigation. It might help people maybe try to piece together what happened. And I think out of just the outcry from this case, because there was all this outcry that this was unfair and they're hiding things, so I think the police, for just purposes of appeasing the public, did release those. So, but there's no hard and fast rule. As we know with the Laquan McDonald tape, because we didn't see that until much, much later.
What responsibility do hotels have to manage drunks?
Well, they do have a responsibility because people that come to hotels will drink and eat and carouse and do those kinds of things. Now, here, I don't think that the alcohol that she consumed or whatever she consumed was served by the hotel. I think it sounds like they were all in a room partying and they were providing their own alcohol. So there's no dram shop liability. But again, it's the same with Erin Andrews. You know, if there is a crime that goes on, is the hotel responsible? Usually not, unless the hotel had a part in creating the risk, or if there was a known risk of rape or abduction or whatever. So in this case, I would say, let's just say that people are partying in a hotel. Is it reasonably foreseeable, those are the words, that someone could walk into this unused freezer and not be able to get out? And that's a question that a jury would have to decide.
We don't know who is in the room with her per se, do we?
They had more than 30 people at one point in that room. At least that the police said that they interviewed 30 people who at one point were inside of that room where were hosting this party.
The obvious assumption here is who in their right mind lets somebody that drunk leave the room? Having said that, if you have 30 people jammed into a hotel room, you don't know who's in the room and who's not.
Right.
She could open the door and leave at any time on her own.
And that's got to be some sort of rule violation or infraction, does it not, Karen?
To have that many people in a room, probably. And again, you know, all of these things are going to come up. But then the other point is going to be contributory negligence, meaning, yes, maybe the hotel should have provided better security, should have monitored these kids. They're not kids, but they're young people. And maybe the security cameras should have been watched. I don't know if that was a standard practice to just have security cameras, or was there someone there actually watching all of the different televisions to make sure that the place was safe? Were there other incidents like this would be a very important question.
Right.
Did someone go into a freezer and not be able to escape? That happens all the time, and then they fix it. So all these questions are going to be asked, but the bottom line is there's probably going to be some contributory negligence because of her intoxication level. Oh, you know, apparent. I mean, we don't know exactly, but it looks like she was.
And a big building like a hotel, there's reasons to leave conference rooms and various things open, you know, cleaning crews going in and out and things of that nature. I suppose you could have, you know, digital locks on every door, but I don't know. I don't know the hotels are going to go to that. It's not like this happens every day, but if it happens once, it's too many.
Right. And again, we go to the standards. Was there a policy and procedure in place for hotels in general? Was there a policy at that hotel to do certain things? You know, what was their policy to find missing persons? And this is another question. Once she was determined to be missing, do we know that the hotel, if they had found her more quickly, would they have found her and saved her? By the time they reported her, would she have already been dead or not? So that's a whole other layer of what did they do after she was reported missing.
What's the hotel's responsibility, Karen? The mom was telling reporters that she went and asked where her daughter was, and she went back three times, and on the third time, that's when they called the police because she and her family were going door-to-door knocking on the door saying, "Have you seen my daughter?" That's when the police stepped in and they found her a few hours later.
Well, again, it's what's reasonable. You know, I don't have a hard and fast answer for you. Calling the police, you know, probably something that they would hesitate to do right away because there are people who wander around and they're intoxicated, and so you don't want to alarm the whole hotel. On the other hand, there's security guards there who probably should have been pitching in if they weren't. And so did they take all reasonable actions to try to find her once she was determined to be missing? That would be the question.
Yeah, because the point of the security video is to see things that aren't supposed to be going on, so you would think there would be a system where they could call that up fairly quickly. And if a panicked parent calls and says, "I don't know where my kid is," I would think standard protocol would be to look at the video.
Mm-hmm. Right. And the question is, how fast do those things happen? You know, and is there a person designated to be there to take that call? And I would guess, Steve, that in the future we're going to have a procedure in place that would move very quickly in these kinds of things.
I think obviously all this has to be looked at, but I just don't know how the hotel can be held liable for all of this in a world of free will. And frankly, hotel guests, you know, you see a drunk stumbling down the hallway, most people don't want to get involved and they just walk away.
Right.
Well, at the bare minimum, don't you go up to the front desk and go, "Look, there's a girl back there that is, you know, sideways.
Could barely stand." That was the saddest part of the video, too. You don't see people walking through the hallway, but you have to assume at some point there were people there.
Somebody had to.
Not one person saying, "Are you okay?
Yeah.
Can I help you?"
Yeah. I don't know. It's a sad story, beyond sad.
And that's one of the things that I want to say is that I see all the time people coming into my office, mostly women, young women, who have been, you know, had a date rape drug put into their beverage at a very nice establishment. It happens all the time, and someone wakes up a couple of days later and they don't know what happened. And, you know, if you're out with friends, stick together. I always say, Noah's Arks, two by two, especially on college campuses, especially, you know, when, you know, someone says belligerently, I don't need to be with you. I can go off on my own, or I can go home by myself, or I'm going with this friend. No, you stick with somebody. You go out with somebody, you come home with somebody. And I think we should all tell our kids who are in college that that's the rule.
6:52. Thank you, Karen Conti. When are you on again?
I'm on with Brian Noonan from 8 to 9 on Sunday.
How's the overthrow of that show going? Are you going to take it over? What do we know?
I'm hoping.
All right. So, really, it's like a government coup. thank you, Karen. And let's do traffic first. Here's Mary, and then we'll come back and do more.